This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello, listeners. This is Nick Ashwasega. You're tuned into another interview by Nation Talk. Today we're being joined by APTN's National News co-anchor, Michael Hutchinson. We're also pleased to speak with Michael today about APTN's upcoming coverage, of course, of the Assembly of First Nations election, which is taking place December 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's going to be at the Winnipeg Convention Center, RBC Convention Center. But thank you for joining us today, Michael. Maybe before we get into it, you can tell our listeners a little bit more about yourself and your role as co-anchor at APTN National News.
Okay. I am one of those people that's sometimes called a status Métis person. I'm a member of the Grand Rapids Cree Nation in northern Manitoba. You know, my family has been a part of the fur trade in that region for a long time. You know, we carried goods up and down the falls for the Hudson's Bay, and my uncles and my grandfather used yawl boats to go up and down the rapids. So, you know, we had a lot of experience with both the Métis and the First Nation side of the cultures in northern Manitoba. Now, I've had the good fortune of going into communications throughout my young life, and, you know, I've worked at places like the Indian Claims Commission, the Assembly of Manitoba Chiefs, the Treaty Relations Commission to Manitoba, all in a communication aspect. And then I've also done some reporting, print reporting for organizations like the Calgary Strait and Aboriginal Times. And through that print reporting, I eventually got on at APTN with the APTN Investigates team. I just jumped at the chance to be able to create, half-hour mini documentaries on issues that I care about and see my people going through. And then from there, I eventually was transferred over to being the host of APTN National News. And I've been here, I think I've been doing this for about 4 years now. And it's been a real joy. I get to learn about our people and their issues every day. Because I've worked at such, you know, federal organizations like the Indian Claims Commission, I've had the good fortune of having a sort of a Canada-wide perspective or a Turtle Island-wide perspective of our issues. And because of the nature of our nations and our communities and even our governance structure, it's very easy for people to get localized and look at, you know, just the issues that are going on around them in their province or even their half of the province or just their community. Yes, and so I've been lucky enough to have sort of a wider perspective of the issues, and that has helped lots here at APTN National News, and it's a joy to work here.
Definitely, and of course, you know, sounds like you have some great experience, obviously. And the one thing I would like to touch upon now, though, for the average Aboriginal person out there, politics has become forefront, specifically with some issues over the last, you know, several years. And for those in-tune Aboriginals, it's probably been an issue forever. So how will APTN be covering the national election, though?
Well, we are going to be doing a sort of like a full court press. We have our coverage that night. We're bringing in three reporters from our bureaus across the country to come in and be here with our already two great reporters in Winnipeg, Dennis Ward and Tim Fontaine. And they're going to come in. So we'll have five reporters here going to just cover this AFN event specifically. We'll also have, after our APTN National News, we have shows like Face to Face, which I produce, In Focus, which is produced by Cheryl McKenzie, and Nation to Nation, which is done by Nigel Newlove. And they're all going to be devoted to the AFN election as well. So we're going to be covering it quite a bit. There's also going to be online coverage, of course. Our people are going to be tweeting. There's going to be social media. We're going to be hitting the internet. I'm certain there's going to be live streaming certain aspects, and we'll keep you posted to those. You might want to check out our website, aptn.ca/news, for more information on what we're doing online. But we're going to town on this one.
Well, there you go, audience members. For sure, make sure to stay in touch, and of course you can check out APTN. They're going to be live streaming most likely as well. Now let's get into some more serious points. I know the Assembly of First Nations, you know, for many people they've reached a crossroads. What are some of the key issues that you think are going to influence the outcome of this election?
Well, you know, I guess the AFN is ultimately an organization of chiefs, so ultimately that question is answered whatever the chiefs want to talk about. But, you know, some of the issues that are sort of on the table right now. You know, you can kind of lump together the sort of reacting and the building on the recent court wins that First Nations have had, Indigenous people have had. And so, you know, and that involves like the duty to consult, economic development, natural resource extraction, and the environment. You know, you can almost look at all those four issues as one big issue because they sort of move together in step. So, you know, that's going to be a big thing. You know, and ultimately what happens at these AFN elections is the chiefs sort of, you know, they kind of pick a major issue. And then the person who is elected is usually a specialist in that issue. For example, Sean Atleo was basically elected because he was someone who was focused on education, had a lot of experience in that field, and so he was basically elected to his position to get a deal with Canada as far as education goes. So what's going to happen is that the chiefs are going to talk and jostle and vote, and whatever issues they see as most important are going to be put forward, and probably the national chief who gets picked will be somebody who is seen as having experience in those fields. Now, like I said, duty to consult, natural resources, environment, those are all really big on the table right now because it also includes bringing prosperity to our communities. But education, that issue has still yet to be solved. You know, housing is still an issue in our communities. Economic development in other ways, other than just these big natural resource projects, is an important aspect. And, in all that, I guess, there is, the Canadian election in 2015. Are the chiefs going to look at picking somebody who is going to try to speak with the conservatives that we have now, or are we going to just sort of wipe our relationship with the conservatives off the table and hope that something happens in 2015? All these are questions I think people are going to be thinking about chiefs are going to be thinking about as they consider who to pick.
Very exciting times, of course, and definitely lots of issues. And we can maybe take a step back from the actual definitive issues, of course, because, we can speak that we're blue in the face, I'm sure, on that. But outside of that, what are some tactics you think that the AFN can use to restore the credibility, not only in the eyes of actually some of the chiefs who are part of the AFN, but also, those grassroots First Nations, the Government of Canada, and also, those community members, which I'm sure you guys will be a bit more in tune with at APTN.
Yes. Well, I guess ultimately that question has a lot to do with the nest of ideas that the AFN sits within. I think there are a lot of people, there's the AFN, there is how First Nations are governed, and there is sort of how First Nations want to be governed. Those are three different things. And so if the AFN has to sort of define its role in what it's doing. It is a lobby group. So, First Nations are crying out for a democratic government. So ultimately, what's going to have to be decided is the AFN going to be the organization that becomes that government, or is it the organization that in some ways helps create that government, creates a completely different thing that is not the AFN, but the AFN is sort of there to help guide the creation of that thing that could be defined as how First Nations want to be governed. And of course, in all that is the question, what will Canada do? There are a lot of people who say, under the First Nation governance system, which is defined by the Indian Act, the democracy only goes up to the level of chief, and that the regional director of Aboriginal Affairs and the appointed minister of Aboriginal Affairs have, similar powers to, say, an MP or, the prime minister. Or you could look at the regional director as our premier and the appointed minister as our prime minister of the Indian Act system.
You definitely touched upon some very key aspects, and it actually, it ties right into my next point. So, maybe we can just
Talk
that one off as well. And, you've touched upon it a little bit, but do you think the role of the AFN and the structure of the organization, could be in need of a serious rethink?
Yes. So if we're talking about the credibility, the AFN is going to have to define itself, and what do First Nation people want it to be?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we recently had the rise of the Confederacy of Nations, which is an aspect within the AFN charter that has been sort of put on hold, I guess. And the reason it was put on hold was because it was seen as too bulky to maneuver. And ultimately, the creation of the Confederacy of Nations kind of moves AFN from being just a lobby group to now you have two houses that can, you know, sort of craft and sort of double-check each other, which is very much like a parliamentary system, like the Senate and the House of Commons. And so, you know, my experience with human beings and politicians is once you get all these people in a room and fighting for ideas, eventually they're going to want those ideas to have an effect. And First Nation people have to decide, you know, they don't like law coming down from Canada. Well, are they going to like law coming down from the AFN? Because right now, the AFN, you know, all the direction for the AFN really goes up. You know, the concerns of what happened with the Education Act is basically a time when people were worried, is the AFN's power now coming down? You know, have they created a deal, and this is what some people, you know, how some people look at it, did the AFN create a deal with the Conservatives that would then make, you know, that power flow down, that decision-making power, so that the chiefs and the communities have to follow the decision the AFN made. Obviously, there is a big sort of backlash against that. So, you know, we have to kind of think, what do we as First Nation people want to create?
Definitely. Well, there you go, audience members. For those who have the pleasure of catching this online, you can actually check below for links to both aptn.ca/news and also links to both APTN News Twitter and also Michael's Twitter as well, and Shimi Gretch.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.